We want to know how to learn to be a lamb in Musa. So first I want to put a general aim for this part of the Vadim. Rabbi Yisroel says in several places in the Yisroel that he learned things out of his life. And to your amazement, those are central things in Avodas Hashem. That means he didn't learn some minor knetch because of his life. There were central things. For example, in Michtav Vov, he says, Anisoyin Yoreinu, the Anisoyin teaches us that the main point of learning means that you have to emphasize your seichel. And you have to understand that when you are right, the other one is wrong. Yeah, there is no wishy-washy, everyone with his own truth. Seichel means that he sees that when you are right, the other one is wrong. So that's a whole sugya, I don't want to go into that. But that's what he learned out of the Nisoyim. Yeah? So that means, out of the Nisoyim means he tried to make a koyel where there are midas toivas. And in the koyel, and that koyel which he tried out, that's what they say. He tried out the koyel that whenever you say something, then your chavrusa will wait till you finish speaking. And then he'll ask, did you finish speaking? And you say yes. And then he gives his argument. And he lets you speak till the end. And then he asks you, did you finish speaking? And then you say yes. And then he is giving his argument in. That's what Rabbi Yisroel tried to do. And he was watching the scenery. And he saw there were a lot of midas toivas going on. But no learning. Learning wasn't happening. So he said, aha. By learning, you can't go with this emphasis that it's your day, it's my day. No. Learning means that I emphasize my own opinion and I fight it through till the end. But this came out of his life experience. That's one thing. That's a very central thing in learning. Huh? Second place, we find it several places. I'm going to give three. Second place, we see it in Michtav Chol. He says, "Hapraktish yoreinu," that means, out of my practice, I understood that midas are depending on your involvement with the world. With other words, you can learn Musa on any midah as long as you want. You will not be able to be created a midah only through learning Musa alone. It's not shayach. You have to be involved in the world. That means when you want to know chesed or savlonis, you have to be exposed in your practical life to all of these midas, and even his spilus, and learning with his spilus, and screaming, and singing, and all these things, they won't do the job. You have to be practically exposed. A very central point for your Avodas Hashem. Saul said, I learned that out of practice. Third place, and that's the most amazing place. The third is that he said, I wanted to find what does it mean learning in a way that you will reach the truth. Yeah? The truth in the sugya. So he says himself in that letter Choftes that this is the central aim of all of his Avodas Hashem. He wants to know how to learn Torah and reach the truth. And then he said, I tried it and I had an anoche which was wrong. The anoche was that truth has to be short and simple, and your urge that you should find the truth, these three things. You try to find the pshat, you call that by us the vort in the sugya, and it has to be short, a vort, and it has to be crystal clear and simple, then you understood the sugya. That's what Rabbi Yisroel thought, and he says, it's wrong. Because the Yesod of Emes is not like this. It's Mizrach Mimayrik, that's what he says. But he tried it out, and he tried to learn that way, that he wants to find the vort in the sugya, and he found that instead of trying to understand the truth, he was trying to bend the truth according to his will, to his rots, to his intention. So that was wrong, that was cruel. and then the truth is something else. So when we today are thinking what is a good Shir Klali, and you have two Shir Klalis available, the one is someone which is really Mesikus HaTorah, your clarity and crystal clear, and such an unbelievable Sidur of the Sugya with this world, and it's a good optage in the Rambam, and so clear that even I think, how didn't I think about that? Sheker! Yeah? And Rabbi Sol comes and says, and the other Shir Klali, which is long and complicated, and you have to think strongly, and there are cheshbonos there, and cheshbonos al gabei cheshbonos, that's true. Yeah? Doesn't have to be nice, and doesn't have to be short. Yeah? Okay? So that's Rabbi Sol. But that was out of practice. Yeah? Now, we are kings of failing in practice and not learning anything. We are masters in that field, you know. The Haredi Tzibur has special education for that. That's the way it looks for me, you know. You can fail a whole life and you still stick to the old way of doing it. Makes no difference. There is absolutely no urge that something should come out. We speak always about that and on making tshuva, and you say, I make tshuva out of that I make a decision. And then you say, Ein odobo oymet bifnei arotzen, which is no chazal like this, but that's what you say, and I will decide, and it doesn't work. But to my amazement, you are not a spoil. That doesn't do anything. It doesn't work, and next year, exact the same thing. So there you can say, okay, people are forgetful, and they forget from one Elul till the other. Could be. But I have things which happen every day, and it's every day a disaster, and no one changes. I know people which educate their children, and have a bunch of children, and by night, every single night, by them, without ISIS, without Arabs, there is a jihad going on. That means you have to bring the children to bed. And that's a fight every single day from 7 till 8, 10 by night. You know? Every single day fight. And these children, you have to understand, these children grow up in such a warm atmosphere, in such an unbelievable supporting family. And it's such a nice avira. It is a dysfunctional home. The people grow up, these children will go up in a disaster. What do you change? Nothing. 5 years, 10 years, every day, fighting. That's the minig. I will say it your day. Minig Israel Sabo, that you fight from 7 till 10, you know, and your children get destroyed. That's good. And you don't think something wrong. No, nothing is wrong. And you ask the guy, what do you do? I teach my children kibud avoy. They have to know that they have to follow the rules which the father says. But it doesn't work. Never mind. I'll fight it, you know. Are you crazy? But you don't learn anything out of that. That Rabbi Shlomo would a long time ago say, Hanisoyin Yehunu, that this is not the way to do it. But we don't learn from our experience. Our experience, which is a full pot of learning Torah. We don't use that at all. We always go to the books, that's right? We always go there. And try, what state? What is for state? Two steps, yeah? You do something. Okay? And out of experience, Hanisoyen Yerunu. That means the Nisoyen, the experience alone, is teaching you something. And we nearly lost the ability that my own experience, my own failure, or whatever it is, should teach me something. It's not only there that I have to overcome the failure with this constant input of a thing which doesn't work. Yeah? It is an ongoing issue. I don't want to show you everywhere. I could now give dugmois from making tshuva, through learning, through bekiyas, through bringing children to the gun, through making them, put them asleep, through every single thing you do, you know. You always see that you do a thing and it doesn't really work. It doesn't matter anyone, you know, doesn't bother anyone that things are not working, you know, because you have to do it the way it has to be done. I am masking, you have to do it. You'll see. When maskil, you have to do it the way it has to be done. But you can't only say, that's what you say normally. You know, when it doesn't go, your children don't go to sleep in time or whatever it is, then you say, okay, perhaps tomorrow I'll have to siyata dishmaya. But it doesn't say that the Bir Olam is helping idiots, you know. No. No. You have to think too, you know. You have to do something with yourself. Whenever things are not working, you also have to put your input into the endeavor. You have to do something with yourself. So how do you do that? So that's the question. Okay? So I give you a dogma, how that works, out of... Yeah, this is... Perhaps first what we touched on upon that last time, and I show you how that works. But the klal is like this. So you need to be a little bit strong, not too much. You have to have a certain strength in your head. A lot of times I see that we have to train that perhaps, so it's not too bad, but you have to train that the head shouldn't just walk off into another topic. And a lot of people, that happens to them when they see that they want to think about something, they walk off, they go off. And we'll see, no. You have to stick to one thing, but you have to dig deeper. And that was the thing by all of the Bali Musa. All of the Bali Musa, which I know from, they were able to dig with their head underneath the surface. Yeah? They would dig. Digging. And they found oil, and they found the chavetz. Gold or whatever it is, but they digged. That was Rabbi Rucham. I was thinking once when I learned the Alter von Kelm. I don't know whether you learned that once. I tried to learn it seriously. I don't know whether I was able to, but I had the feeling when the Alter von Kelm was standing with his head next to the wall and he was thinking strongly, the wall was getting a hole. You know, he was able to think a hole through a wall. Yeah, unbelievable. He was simply able to. It didn't lose the point, you know, and so that's what we saw always. So something like this you have to do. I show you a very simple thing. So we had last time, I think I said over here, the dugma with the cornflakes in the morning, that's right? I said it, I think, that's right? So this is the disastrous situation you are in, your children are crying, you are screaming, and milk and cornflakes everywhere in the kitchen. So that's not a good scenario. But you could say, Siyata Dishmaya, Imotzei Hashem, no. Now you want to learn. Now, you want to be Zoris. Good. And Zoris, the Messiah Shorim says you have to do it quickly. I know that. I learned it once, years ago. But I know that. The Messiah says quick. I know that. But now you see that this quick doesn't work by you. Doesn't work. It doesn't do the job. It causes a disaster. So now you have to learn from your practice. What do you learn? I don't have to work on Zrizus. That is a weak head. You don't dig. You have to dig. And say, Nachon, I want to do it quickly. But then you have to dig deeper and think, what do I want from that I want to do it quickly? Is it a mitzvah to make quick movements? Is it a mitzvah to make it in 3 minutes or to try to break the Guinness record in feeding children? Is there any mitzvah doing that? No mitzvah. So the quickness itself is not a mitzvah. So what do I want from that doing it quickly? And you dig only a minor thing. Now you see, I only make one little dip into that soil. And there's already oil there. And I make a dip and go in, and then it's... Because when you think, why do I want to do it quickly? You say, because I want to have it behind me. Oh. Uh-huh. I don't want to do it quickly. I want to have that behind me. I want to be after that. Now you are one little step before efficiency. One little step before. When you understand that your aim by doing it quickly is that you should be after the endeavor. It should be behind you. Between that, it should be behind you. And being efficient, it's only a small step. But you already... But what do you do? You still understand you have to do things quickly. It's not that you say, oh, it was a show, it was a toast. That's what people heard when I said it last time. Yeah? Shrizus means efficiency. Oh, but the Messiah shows up quick. Yeah, this is the shetach. Quick is the shetach. But when the shetach doesn't work, hanisoyin yoyrunu, that quick in a situation of children and cornflakes means that you do it in the right way, that this thing should be after you. And then you say, aha, it means efficiency. And you find out, not with too much of an effort, that over there, underneath the reasons is efficiency. Yeah? For example, and the second example, which is there, about davening, you know. Okay, you have to daven Shmoneh Esra. So now, in the first bracha, you have to keep your kavone. And it's a disaster, because it is worse than Alzheimer's and Pick disease together, you know. I don't know what happens to my brain, you know. I try to keep my head from Boruch till Morgen Avraham, and I simply see that after one line, I'm out. What happens to a person? Now let's put the Yira Shomayim, that means the Echreach of doing it. What happens to a person, which he is saying Boruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melekeinu Avisein, and then he a little bit forgets where he is, and then by Ato Kodesh, he has a whole story with him. That means there's no sophic that he didn't have kavona. Because not after God kavona said, I know what I thought about, and it's a whole different story. Nothing to do with the Brom. What do you do then? You chazer over, you go back? No, you don't. That's right. So you go further on, but it's a brochle batola, no? Because you have no shmonesa. You can't say, you don't have shmonesa. What do you do then? So there's a big tzad that you have to say, shalom, shalom, and go off, you know? Just walk away. Because what tzad do you do? When there is a chazor zashat, you can listen to chazor zashat, svakasha. And wait now, it's still, you know, by Ma'ariv is a problem. I thought once by Ma'ariv, I wait till tomorrow morning when the shachris comes, you know? But then I don't have a shachris, mozolich ton devils, you know? Mozolich ton do yisna, yeah? What shall I do now? Yeah? So walking off? So that is, I have to have the kavone. And I have to have the kavone in the first bracha, not too much, for Boruch till Morgen Avraham. But simply it doesn't work. Yeah, and I try. Ah, kavone, two lines gone, you know. Kavone, 2.5 lines gone, you know. I'm out. So what happens over here? So now I don't say, ah, I don't need kavone. But I have to dig deeper and say, the endeavor is not thinking only about the words. That's too shallow. That doesn't take me. But the endeavor is standing in front of the Borei Olam, believing in Hashkocha, whatever it is, whatever you make yourself. And when you see that beyond or underneath the Kavonis Amilis, there's another principle there, then you can be Mechavet. Vakasha. You can be Mechavet. You can't do the Kavonis then. Yeah? But you have to dig deeper in the same place. You understand what I mean? I mean, I don't walk away. I don't go for something else. Yeah? No, I want to be mechaven the words. But underneath this simple thing, which is called mechaven the milim, that means think about the words. That's very simple. Sounds very simple. It's a simple mindset. You have to think what you say. Aha. I think what I say, and then I think, and then I think what I don't say, well, too, you know, and then I'm gone, you know. That's the way, every single day, it works like this. It's unbelievable. So what do I do now? I have to reveal, not that I have to have a trick, you know, that means like a, you know, I have a nail, and every single word I punch myself with a nail in order to have, this is escaping from the issue. That's nothing to do with the saying. You have to dig beyond, you have to dig underneath that thing. The thinking about the words include this, you're standing in front of the Borei Olam. Ooh, that takes me. That fits me. And when I think about standing in front of the Borei Olam, I'm able to think about that, the first bracha. When I think about Emune, or the Hashkocha of the Borei Olam in the world, oh, that's something which interests me. I can do it throughout the first bracha. I see that underneath these words, there is a principle or a Ikaron going on, which takes me. Yeah? But I have to dig underneath it. So this is not so simple. But this enables you to work. We saw that by all of the Balei Musar. We saw that they were Geonim in that. They did that. They saw things which you don't see. And that's not the Ruach HaKodesh. That's simply a mental force which we have to restore by ourselves. Because we have to come back to that, that our practice is teaching us something. And when we fail, that means we don't have to change actions. This is amratzes. We don't have to go for another thing. This is not strong. This is weak. They have to stick to the same thing. But see that underneath that surface which does not take me, there is something there which does take me. And I can work with that. Yeah? But on the side, the bad side, the same thing. This is my one of my problems. I have a lot of problems. But I give you a dogma of one of my problems. This is called Taivas Achila. Now, I want to work on Taivas Achila, let's say. I don't want to work on that. But let's say I want to work on it. Yeah? For me, it would be a very natural thing. Because I am diabetes, so I have to do something with my food. So, but when you have diabetes, don't work on Taivas Achila. Don't fool yourself. You only do what the doctor says. That's not working on anything. You know, so just do you have to do what the doctor says. That's not working on anything. But to work at Taivas Achila. So now, what do? I try to work at Taivas Achila and say, and I have tziurim on Taivas Achila, unbelievable. You know, unbelievable tziurim. I once said a tziur to the Mashgiach, which he enjoyed so much that he was cracking laughing. I tell you the tziur, you know. I also know myself that when you eat, you have to put the food to your mouth and not bent downwards. I also read these stories and I know that. Yeah, okay, I know it. Good. Now, what would be when you would invite me to your nice home and say, we have now a nice guest. It's the one which always says on Thursday, which I don't come home, Ben Azdor, that's the one which speaks, he'll come to us for supper, for a soup. And you to give me a soup and put the soup in front of me and then put the chalachet on the table and then I put my two hands next to the chalachet, I bend down and make like this. You would invite me again? I don't think so. Yeah, you wouldn't invite me and say that guy is or is there a Novardoker on the Meshugener or there is Stamma Baal Taibish or could they be Moslem? Now it's a child before. What's going on with that guy? You know, I can't eat like a mensch. Okay. So I read all the nice books. And I now do take the spoon, I put it close to my mouth, I make like this. But in the last second, you see it by yourself, in the last second, instead of putting it in, you make like this. This is the same thing as putting down your head into the tzalachat and taking like this. It's the same thing. Only over here, it's a small movement, over there it's a big movement. That's the whole difference. But it's exactly the same thing. Makes absolutely no difference. Zero difference. It's the same thing. The same type as achile. The same thing. The Mashgiach, I told that to the Mashgiach. The Mashgiach enjoyed that tremendously. He said, gewaldig. I have zero type as achile. It helps me to work. It's helped that. Teuton bankers. Yeah, you call that in Yiddish. It doesn't help anything. Because it's still, so I'll eat like this, so I put my head straight in. Because something like that doesn't help anything. What would I have to do? So it's a failure. My work on Taivas Achila is an entire failure. So what I have to do? I have to dig deeper. And this I don't want. No, I'm scared. I'm scared because by me, I give you a achrayus, 100% achrayus, that underneath the Taivas Achila, you are a kofer. That's simple. That's you don't even have to dig. You only think 1 minute. You understand that there underneath that type of achila, there's a kofer there. Why? Because you call that kofer betoivosoi shel mokum. Yeah? When you are caught from the type of achila, you will not see toivosoi shel mokum in your food. You see only the taste and the texture. Yeah, the Americans said they have words for things. The Israelis even don't have the words for that, you know? No, I don't have the word for this. Suvi, you call that, you know, when you know what that means, you know? That's what you do, and you're into your food, you know, till here you are, yeah? Into your food. And then you say, no, I'm imamin, you know, I'm imamin, b'mun eshleim, but what? In the oven, or whatever it is. Overnight kugel. I once was with a Haredi guy, his face lightened up, and he said, overnight kugel! was Mr. Vermeer, you know, over the washi, yeah? Washi, yeah? So this is, and then you say, toivosa shel mokum. Yeah? I have this, you are a kofer. No, you are not only a kofer. You are a moirich. You are a Bikoiris. You are a Chiloni, which is nicely covered by a frack, huh? That's what I am. I want to see that? No. But that's why I can't work on Taivis Achille. It's a silly thing. It's an absolute idiotic thing, because I am that, so what shall I do? Better work on it. But I'm afraid. I'm afraid to dig, because when I dig there, then a whole volcano of bad midas and chisroines is erupting. I don't want that, you know? So this is silly not to want that. But I only want to show you, digging always shows something. Even when you have good vertaich, what's going on, you know? A good vertaich. My vertaich in Taivis Achille is ganz good, and I have other tziurim. Unbelievable, good tziurim. But they don't work, because I have to go deeper, because this doesn't work by me. I have to go deeper, and I don't want to dig deeper and say, underneath that there are things which are worse, and let's work with that. No, I'm sure it's not that. What it is, yeah? I don't want that. Okay? So that is what the Balei Mussar did. That is called to be a lamdan in your practice. That means hanisoyin yoirunu, that your zrizes means something else. Hanisoyin yoirunu, that tfile doesn't mean only think about the words. Hanisoyin yoirunu, that taibes achile doesn't only mean the urge for food. Yeah? It means much more, something else. But it doesn't mean something else somewhere else. It's the same thing. That means, they're talking about. Mashkiach had that when he was 20 years old. I think he was pretty much younger than everyone over here. He was 20 years old when he was in Montreux. He had a bocher, which this bocher was a difficult thing, you know. The bocher was, they had a dispute that the Mashkiach said Aleph and the bocher said Beis. Then they disputed it, and Aleph Beis, and suddenly this bocher turned over to his side and said Aleph, the way the Mashgiach said. He says, ah, now you agree with me. And then he said, no, I thought about that lekatchila. He's changed sides and he didn't see it. Yeah? That's very annoying. When you have someone having a vikuach with you, and then afterwards he's moided to you and says, no, this I thought lekatchila. So that's a very annoying thing. So the Mashgiach thought about that. He thought about that. And Terev I'll tell you how we would think about that, but Mashiach thought about that. And he thought, and then he found out, he told me, that I found that this guy is poor with his interpersonal relationships. He doesn't have a relationship with other people. Yeah? No friends and no one. So in order to know where you are, you always need a compass, or today you call that GPS, you need something which shows you where you are out of an outside location. So by the GPS, those are satellites. Once it was the stars, and once it was the North Pole. But it has to be something out of your system which shows you where you are. You, from your own perspective, only can't know where you are. So the Mashiach told me, he found out that this guy was only caught in his own world. And that's why he was able to change sides without recognizing it. You can't know where you're holding when you don't have input from outside. That's a pretty good insight, you know. Guns good. That's digging. What would we say? We would have this challenge, and we would immediately import from other places. You'd say, he's a liar. Yeah, but when he is a liar, that's not specific for that. When he is a liar, then he will lie also in the bank. And he'll lie also to someone else, you know. That's not specific for that. Or then we would say, he's coward. He can't admit that he made a mistake. But when he's coward, then he's coward in other situations too. That's not specific for that. The Mashkiach didn't go for that. He didn't. He thought thoroughly. What causes a person to change sides? Only that. What causes a person not to know where he is? Change that. And he thought only about this specific thing, without importing from outside. We would do immediately import from outside. You see that? That, oh, you can't wake me up 3 o'clock in the morning. What's happening with a person which changes side without admitting it? Oh, he's coward, you know. He can't admit his fault. And you sleep further on, you know. You have to think. Why do you have to think? There's an immediate explanation. Shallow should be shallow. You are not digging deeper. You have to dig deeper. And that's what experience will teach you. That your experience is there in order to go beyond what's on the surface to see what's in there. But not going to another place. This needs the koyach. That is the energy which is needed in order to be a lamten in your own life. Of course, there are other things involved in that, which afterwards you have to see how much do you have to compare that to what Chazal say, whether it's true or not true, but you find it in Chazal. We'll speak about that perhaps. But this is the first step, and we are experts in not doing that. When you think once, how many things are we doing? Yeah? How many things are we doing which are not matzliach and we couldn't care less? That's unbelievable. How many things we do, and then you think, Leuchter is a revolutionary. He wants to change the system. No, that's Amoritz. Oh, I am Amoritz, could be, yeah? But the Amoritz wants to change the system. The Lampen says, I'm going with the system and I do the same thing as beforehand. You will not see the change. That's not that you see it. But I see that beyond, underneath that thing, there are other principles there which makes me the ability to work. And then you don't change the system, then you dig deeper. That is what is needed to be a London in Musa. I think that's a very basic thing. You have to foster that ability, and we have the ability. It can't be we lost that. Otherwise, where should it be that our practice should teach us something? And the Be'olam brings us nishoynes, the Be'olam brings us difficulties in order we should dig deeper. We should learn something from that. We should be able to say, Hanisoyin Yoirunu. Yeah? The Nisoyin teaches us something. That what Rabbi Soil was a good in it, and we have to go a little bit with that ourselves. That's what I wanted to say for today. Okay? Atka.